Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You are here, chatting here with Cindy, here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, I want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it always inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show that have been successful in their business and continue to be successful in their businesses. And it also inspires me to know when I have touched and inspired someone who just have took my advice or just took their business to another level or just took that extra step on doing what they want to do to build a better career for themselves. So thank you for allowing me to inspire you. So, and as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you must surround yourself around positive energy so that you can focus on those plans and those provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Last week on the show, we kind of discussed some home-based business opportunities, gave you some free upcoming current events. Also had on my show VH1 Mama Jones from Love and Hip Hop and Chrissy and Mr. Jones on the show telling us all her insightful information and wisdom, giving us a current events. Today on the show, going to give you some more current events, some more home-based opportunities that are affordable. And also today I'm going to have in my studio artist and producer Mo Rock. He's going to give his words of inspirational wisdom and his current events that's coming up, so stay tuned for that. Also, want to say good morning to XRQK Los Angeles, AV News Talk, Airtime America Radio. Got to tell you guys good morning. Hope you guys are having an awesome day. All right, guys, going to switch gears a little bit. Have my ear to the street with Love and Hip Hop, Mr. Jones and Chrissy, Preachers of L.A., but I'm not going to give you the reality side today. It's Thanksgiving this week, so going to do something a little different today. Going to have a few callers to call in. Want to know, my question is either tell me what's on your menu for Thanksgiving or just tell me a little bit about what Thanksgiving means to you. So either or, tell me that. But, y'all, I did watch the hip-hop, Love and Hip Hop, guys. I got to love my Peter Guns. Peter, you need to move with me. I'm going to come get you. So got to just throw that out there. Got to love my Peter Guns, y'all. All right, guys. Got one call on the line so far. Good morning. How are you this morning? Hello, caller. Are you there? Caller. All right, I guess they... Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello.
Good morning. You want to tell us what Thanksgiving means to you? Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you tell me what Thanksgiving means to you, or you want to tell me what's on the menu for today? I mean, for Thanksgiving?
Okay. Are you talking
You're
to me?
You're live on the air.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, Thanksgiving to me is a day we offer thanks, and we have opportunity to sit down with our families and loved ones. And most of all, I think we give thanks to those who died, keeping our country free. To me, that's what Thanksgiving is as well.
Okay.
As far as for food,
mm-hmm.
The traditional turkey, fried turkey, and all the festivities to go with it as well, and plenty of desserts.
Okay, so you gonna have you having a lot of family over for Thanksgiving?
Actually, yes, we are, just immediate family. No one coming from out of town.
Okay.
Everybody's pretty much staying in, weather.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking time to call and let us know what Thanksgiving means to you, and also let us know what's on your menu. Have a blessed day and have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, I guess they wasn't ready. Hi, good morning. You're on the air. What does Thanksgiving mean to you? Or let me know what's on your menu for Thanksgiving. Hello, you're live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, good morning. You're live on
good
the
morning.
Air. What Thanksgiving means to you, or tell me what's just on your menu?
So to me, Thanksgiving means just about being family-oriented and just giving thanks and gratitude for everything that we have in our life. I think this is something that we should practice every day, in my opinion.
That's true. You're absolutely right. What's on your menu? Are you cooking for Thanksgiving, or going out to eat,
no,
or going to visit family?
No, I'm not cooking. My family's cooking. Thank God for them. but Thanksgiving, we make everything, all the above, turkey from ham to just everything.
Oh.
We're going to have galore food. So I'm excited. Oh. I'm ready. My stomach's ready.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to call in and let us know what Thanksgiving means to you. You have a great day.
You too.
All righty. Good morning. You're on the air. Are you calling to tell us what Thanksgiving means to you, or what's on the menu?
I'm telling you what's on the menu.
Oh, okay. Well, what's on the menu?
We're going to have ham from Honey Baked Ham.
Okay.
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
Some chicken.
Uh-huh.
Some green beans and some
green beans
and gravy. Oh, yeah.
What a dessert. Do you need a dessert?
Yeah, apple pie, you're going to have banana pudding, and a cake.
Oh, okay. Are you doing all that cooking?
Some of it.
Okay.
Not all of it.
Well, thank you for taking the time to call and let us know what's on the menu. It sounds good. And have a blessed and safe Thanksgiving.
Right, you too.
Thank you. I'm going to take one more call, guys. Hello, good morning. You're on the air. You're calling to let us know what Thanksgiving means to you or what's on the menu. Hello, good morning. You're on the air. Okay, I guess I lost that caller. All right, guys. I thank you guys for calling in. I'm going to tell you what Thanksgiving means to me. Thanksgiving means to me, since we are a family-oriented family, Thanksgiving is a time that we can thank each other for having a close-knit and loving family. So, I'm just glad to celebrate another year, to spend it together with my family and my kids, my wonderful husband. I lost my mother a few years ago, so I'm going to miss her this Thanksgiving as usual. I just lost my brother this June, so going to miss him this year for Thanksgiving. But, it's always good to have family close around. So, All right, guys, thank you for calling in today on that. And I'm sorry I missed your reality segment, but again, I'll have it next week, so don't worry about that. You didn't miss too much, so. All right, guys, going to give you your blast from the past. Hope you guys enjoy that because all your emails, I try to stick it all in there, so hope you guys enjoy that. And when I come back, going to have artist, producer, Mo Rocca in the studio. Y'all check his interview out. He is so awesome. He is so cool. And, you know, my daughter loves some of his songs. This is one particular she likes, so I'm going to play that one as well. So give me a minute. I'll be back. Enjoy your blast from the past, and I'll be back.
All right. We got a blast from the past.
I got a girl named Sally, and she don't squall or eat pork with a spoon or fork, but I heard that some people don't like the way Sally walks.
Today on my show, I have a gentleman that has produced multi-platinum branded nominated artists. He also has an international fan base. He has hit songs in the Middle East. Open Talk 2 listeners, let's welcome to the studio producer and artist Mo Rock to the studio, guys. Hey, Mo Rock, how you doing?
How you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule calling in today. I am honored. I'm so honored. All right, so tell my listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is Mo Rock, and how did you get in the music industry?
Sure. Well, basically, I have been in the business for many years. Most of the business that I conduct is conducted overseas, so whether that be in the Mediterranean area or in the Eastern European markets. However, lately, I've been doing most of my business in the United States, trying to expand the brand and expand the demographics that we can penetrate.
Okay. So tell my listeners a little bit about what has the success been like for you since you've been in this industry?
Well, you know, success is a term that's very difficult to define. You know, it's hard to say, okay, now I'm successful, or it's hard to say now I'm not. You know, success is something that has so many different definitions. I don't consider myself to be successful yet. I think that the act of pursuing success is, success in and of itself, and the journey is a reward. So I don't really see success as a destination. You know, it's hard to answer that question because, quite frankly, I'm so driven and I'm always moving that, you know, I still feel like I have a lot left to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as soon as a person starts telling themselves that they're successful, that's when they start becoming lazy and stop changing things and stop doing things. Michael Jackson, who anybody would call the most successful artist of all time, never had any plaques on his wall. He was quoted as saying that he would never put any plaques on his wall or never put any of his platinum plaques or gold plaques on his wall because he didn't want to tell himself he's successful because that's kind of the kiss of death.
Well, that's true. I guess so, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're successful, though. You know, like I told you earlier, my daughter loves your songs. She listens to them. You know, she has a lot of friends of different cultures, and, you know, they listen to your music. So that's how I came about to learn who you were. But how do you get your inspiration?
Well, you know, I've always loved music, and, you know, ever since I was a child, whenever I would hear music, it would just touch me in a special way, and just, you know, I had this natural connection to music, and I knew that I wanted to be involved. I didn't know how I was going to be involved or what I was going to do, whether that be behind the scenes or whether that be, you know, in front of the camera. I just knew that I loved the music, and I really just had a passion and inspiration to get involved in music one way, shape, or form since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
It hit me naturally.
Okay. Well, what other artists have you collaborated with?
Well, the majority of artists that I work with are artists overseas. In the United States, I've worked with a few artists. However, in the near future, hopefully, the list will, you know, expand to bigger artists and more artists. But some of the artists that the audience in the U.S. may have heard of are guys like D4L. Of course, the Atlanta group that had the number one song, Last Taffy. Them Franchise Boys. I've worked with the Grammy-nominated old school rapper Ski-Lo. So in the United States, we're still building up our brand, and you know, we're still in the developmental mode. We've worked with huge artists overseas, but you know, like I said, we're kind of in the middle of shifting our business model from, you know, the Mediterranean area to the U.S. So we still have a lot of room to grow.
Okay, and you say you have worked with Ski-Lo before?
Yes, what was it like?
We
had a collaboration with him, and I'm just waiting on the track to be distributed.
Wow, what was it like working with CeeLo?
Oh, he's a very humble gentleman, very, very humble, one of the most humble people you'll meet. You know, he's Grammy nominated, but he still keeps it very down to earth.
Oh, okay. That's fun to know, because I always kind of wonder what kind of, when I watch him on The Voice, I kind of wonder, like, what type of person he was. Well, Well, Mo Rock, can you give my listeners a word of wisdom? Because with my show is about inspiring, motivating, and networking. And I have a lot of emails. People always want to either get in the music industry or they want to open up their own business or something like that. So can you give my listeners a word of wisdom, you know, how to get into that music industry? Or if they just want to live out their dreams, what would you say to them?
You know, there's a lot of books out there that tell you, you know, think positive and, you know, we use the law of attraction and all this jazz. And, yeah, sure, that stuff is good. But at the end of the day, you can sit and you can read 1,000 books, and all you're doing is reading 1,000 books. You have to go and try and do things. You know, Damon Dash, who, by the way, the publishing company that produces American New Magazine, that Damon Dash produces, is the same publishing company that's going to start producing our magazine. That's going to launch in January. Damon Dash never went to business school for music. He never went to any type of a musical school. Damon Dash is one of my inspirations because he just went out there and he did it. He just tried, and he didn't, you know, he didn't have the credentials or certification to run a company, but he just made it happen.
That's
not a unique story. There's a lot of people in the industry who just went out there and just tried. What's the worst that can happen? You'll fail and you learn something. So at the end of the day, yeah, it's good to do your homework, but don't spend too much time doing your homework.
Yeah, you know, and I always tell people too, you know, if you want to do something, you got to have a passion for what you're doing, just like you said, how you get your inspiration, you know, how you got started. You know, you got to love what you're doing to be successful in order to make it work. I mean, that's how I really kind of feel about it.
You're absolutely right, because if you don't love it, then it feels like a job, and you won't be motivated to put the time into it.
Right. You're absolutely right. Well, Mo Rock, I surely, surely appreciate your time. I know you have a tight schedule. I know you got a lot of things planned. I know you got a lot of things going on. And I appreciate you really taking the time to call in on my Open Talk 2 show. Again, I'm very appreciative of that. So my Open Talk 2 listeners, this is Mo Rock again. He is an artist, a producer. Going to leave you out on a segment with one of his hit songs. It's with the Zero Rap with Mo Rock, and the name of the song is called Make Believe, and my daughter loves this song, y'all, so I love this song.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you, Mo.
I got my homie Zero Rap on the track. Zero Rap on the track. Here we go. From USA all the way to Tehran. Mo Rock.
All right, guys, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed Mo Rock's interview, y'all. He is very cool, y'all. He is smooth, cool man. So, all right, guys, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. I'm going to give you your current events that I had. Score Houston is having a winning business plan, on December the 2nd from 11 to 1 p.m. On also December the 11th, business resources for Houston entrepreneurs. So those are two free business current events that I have for you guys. So, but another current event I got, the Houston Power is having their training camp December the 8th at 1:30 p.m. Looking for good women to come out to try out for the football team, y'all. If you want to be a part of something phenomenal, you got to come out to the Houston Power football team. This is a women's football team. We're looking for serious people to play. So, got to be serious. You're going to come out. So, all right, just want to put that out there. All right, guys. Always, always, remember when you're starting a business, after carefully researching it, ask yourself some important questions. Is this business an opportunity of a part of a successful industry? Is it in demand? Does this business require a huge investment? Or how will you start your business? Will you do it with loans, grants, private investors, things of that nature? And the most important question I ask everyone is, will you dedicate 100% to your business, or will you have someone to run it for you? And also, you always say you must have a passion for what you are doing, or it just won't be successful. So remember those few things. I'm going to give you a few basic ideas, really cheap, lowest cost travel or tour guide. Think about that. Or if you're real creative, think about being a writer or a mystery shopper. You have a certain element, a certain full swing that you can do. Be a life coach. What about a virtual assistant? Think about that. And the last but not least, a personal phone service operator. Don't ask me what that one does, but, hey, it's out there. I Googled it, found it, and it's in demand, so I don't know. Take that one to another level. All right, guys. And another thing is, when you're doing your business plan or your business statement, your mission statement, it's an important tool, an important key element that ties it to your business plan. So, again, remember, Score Houston is the best outlet to go and get all your information, and they are having a business plan writing seminar, and it is free. So please don't forget that. Whenever I give you current events, take them because they are really, really free. So go out there and do that one. So, again, when you're doing your mission statement, think about that as well because it ties into your business plan. And the business plan clarifies your goals, your objectives for your business. So, all right, guys, thank you for listening to the show today. I know it was really, really quick. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll be back next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Going to have Brooklyn Tankard from Thicker Than Water. Oh, yeah, she'll be here. She's going to give us all the information about her weave line and whatever else current events she has going on. Guys, have a blessed and thankful Thanksgiving this week. Follow me on Twitter. Like me on Facebook. If you have any ideas for the show, you want to share a story, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. You want to advertise with me, you want to get your business out there to another level, also email me again at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Go to Houston Power Football at Facebook, like them, and also at Twitter, guys. You got to follow them at Twitter as well. Again, guys, thank you for listening. Have a safe and blessed holiday. See you next week.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's go. Get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. But you know how I feel. I got a shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. I decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow. I'm like, yeah, if it's worth it, I'll
outfits ridiculous. In the club looking so conspicuous. And wow, these women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suits. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now? When my piggy valued over 300,000. Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris filled cups like double D. Me and Earth, what's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say, yeah.